I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/malicious compliance, where this entitled group at a restaurant refused to move inside despite a thunderstorm being on its way. Don't want to sit inside even though a storm is coming. Okay, this happened to me a few years ago and I just remembered it recently. I was working at a restaurant waiting tables in a very affluent area on the Jersey Shore. We had our fair share of entitled people who were under the impression that if you throw enough money around, you can do whatever you want and treat people however you want. And when your income depends on their tips, you kinda just have to deal with it. The restaurant had an outdoor dining and bar area that overlooked the ocean with an amazing view. During the summer, this was pretty much where everyone wanted to sit rather than our indoor dining area. And for anyone who works someplace with outdoor dining, you know the one monkey wrench that can ruin a very profitable dinner shift. The weather. No matter how accurate the forecast says it's going to be, you can never know for sure. For the most part, we never had an issue, because if it started to abruptly rain, there would usually be more than enough room inside for all the people who were sitting outside to move in. It's usually a cluster frick to keep track of which table moved where, but we always handled it without any issue. Until this one day. We had a large party booked one day in our indoor area that took up more than half our tables. A 50th birthday, I believe. So our indoor capacity was limited. And even on top of the party, there were customers who were wary about the weather, so decided to sit inside also. More and more people came, and therefore more and more people started sitting outside. My manager did a quick assessment and realized that if it started raining, we would barely have enough room inside to accommodate everyone sitting outside. He told us we had to stop seating our outdoor area and to start recommending to our outdoor tables to move inside because of the impending weather to be on the safe side. Everyone's weather app was saying there was a downpour coming up the coast. Everybody was okay with it. Except, I had a table of 9 people who seemed fairly middle-aged and very wealthy. Margaritas with top shelf tequila, gaudy looking jewelry, etc, etc. Each end of the table seemed to be in their own conversation, not paying attention to the other. Upon hearing about the incoming rain, I go to the woman whom I thought was in charge. She had the fakest tan of them all, and I tell her, let's call her Karen. Mom, I'm really sorry, but because of the weather coming in and our limited seating inside, I'm going to have to move you folks inside so you don't get caught in the rain. This Karen is so entrenched in her conversation, she doesn't even register that I, a lowly waiter, was talking to her. So I try again. Mom, I'm sorry for interrupting, but she cuts me off exasperated. What? What are you saying? I begin again. Mom, I'm sorry. Because of the weather coming and our inside filling up, we need to move you guys inside. We've got a table ready for you. I can move all your drinks and everything for you. She snaps back with, "The only reason we came here was to sit outside. We'll deal with the weather." I realize she just isn't grasping what I'm saying, so I try once more. "Mom, just in case." And then she goes from 0 to 100 and yells, "We'll freaking deal with it." She yelled so loudly that the people on the other half of her table heard. They didn't hear our prior exchange, but only heard her outburst and went back to their conversation. I assume this must be normal behavior for her. Alright then, she wants to deal with it on her own? You got it. So, I began to take their order. Filet mignons, a few lobster tails, expensive stuff. I put the order in and I look back and all the other tables had moved inside because they were all rational human beings. And my table of 9 entitled jerks were the only ones out there. I heard the leathery looking Karen say to the rest of the table, "Wow, we have the entire patio to ourselves. What luxury." After a while, I looked inside and saw that the table I had held for them was taken by another party that had just walked in, the last available table. And just as the last bar hit the seats, I felt the best feeling I possibly could have felt at that moment. A glorious raindrop tapped on the top of my head. Oh, sweet glory. Within seconds, it went from beautiful blue skies to torrential downpour. Everyone at the table grabbed their drinks, a little watered down at this point, and ran inside. After they shook themselves dry, they looked around and realized there was nowhere for them to sit. Most of them looked dumbfounded, like a lost child in a supermarket. Karen makes a beeline to me and screams, "We need a table!" I reply, "I'm sorry, Mom, we're fully seated and on a wait for our indoor seating. Maybe one table on the waiting list, but a list is a list." "Well, what are we supposed to do now?" she hawked back at me, which led to me so eloquently saying, "Mom, as you said you would, you frickin' deal with it." I air quoted the frickin' deal with it to really emphasize that that was her response. And as I said that, everyone else at the table realized that was our interaction earlier, and Karen had dug their graves. I felt bad for most of them, because if they'd all known the circumstances, they probably would have convinced Karen to move in. But after she raised her voice and cursed at me, all bets were off. And as serendipity would have it, at that moment their food came out and we handed it to them. There they were, 9 people in damp clothes, holding a Cosmo in one hand and filet mignon in another, with nowhere to sit and eat. The rest of her party convinced her just to get some boxes for their food and pay their check and leave. As I hand Karen the check, she smugly says, "Well, this will be reflected in your tip." To which I replied, "Mom, we implement a 20% tip on parties of 8 or more. It's our policy, and it's clearly stated in our menu." She paid and then left with their boxed up food, leaving behind their half full drinks. Best $60 I ever made. Yeah, you know what? This Karen deserved everything that happened to her. It's just brilliant as well, like the icing on the cake, saying that she's not going to charge a tip without realizing that a tip is forced and included. It's so good. OP, well done, right? You said come inside, you tried your best, they didn't. What more can you do? It's up to them at that point. They refused and, you know, they had to deal with the consequences. Brilliant. Really, really good. What makes this story so good as well is that I can imagine the bill was really expensive. Like, you know, filet mignon, really nice top-end cocktails. And they're having to take all that home into go bags and boxes. Like, oh my God, what a difference it has been. Sitting outside at a lovely restaurant, enjoying a very expensive, good meal, and then having to take it all home. Like McDonald's or something like that. Brilliant. Well deserved. Now moving on to our second story of malicious compliance. "Sorry, I deleted all the files you told me to delete. My job was to design and write software prototypes for individual high-value customers. If they liked it enough, then a real software engineering team would build the real products. Occasionally, I would run the prototype for a few months while the customer evaluated if they wanted to buy the real projects." Now, these prototypes are not a lot of code, but they do run with a lot of data. Even compressed, it can be a terabyte or more. Having done this work for years, I've accumulated a small disk farm of past projects, which can be very useful when a customer asks for something, just like we did last year, but with a small change or two. The company resisted buying hard drives for this, but it saves me so much time. I ended up buying one or two a year myself until I accumulated about 10 of them. Figure over $1,000 worth of external drives. Then, unexpectedly, management changes. New management thinks they can replace old software guy with a cheaper new software grad, and I'm laid off, with 2 weeks to train my replacements. Yes, it is blatant age discrimination, but impossible to fight. So I just went for a graceful transition to my next job. Except I have $1,000 of personal disk drives with old customer data on them. The company insists that no ex-employees may take any company data off premises and all files must be deleted. I don't want to just leave the drives at the company, but they insist I must delete all data before taking them home. So I offer, 1, they can buy them from me, 2, I will eventually use them for something else, but I can leave the data on them in case someone needs it. Not good enough. The new manager insists I must delete all data and all backups before I remove the drives. Okay, that's what I do. 6 months later, I get a series of desperate phone calls. New software grad has been unable to build any new prototypes. Old customers are calling to get old prototypes updated, and the new software grad has no idea how to do that. The executive VP is calling to ask what it would take to bring me back to do my old job. "Sorry, I've got a new job now. And even if I didn't, I can't just modify the old prototype because you insisted I delete all old copies of it. If I did want to modify it, I'd first have to recreate it from scratch. The code still exists in their source control, but the data is the heart of the prototypes, and that old series of 6 months apart data we collected is gone for good, no matter what. Sorry, you screwed yourselves exactly like I told you would. I hope whatever you saved by hiring a new grad to replace an actual experienced programmer was worth it. Yeah, I'll just never understand the need to replace somebody who's really good at their job with someone younger, just for the sake of it, or just to save a little bit of money. It's so risky, right? I mean, look, even if this dude hadn't kept all the files, say they've been kept instead on the company software or on, you know, company hard drives, and the new guy had access to them, it's still clear he didn't know what he was doing, and they would have had to go back for OP anyway. What if he just said no? They would have been screwed. Obviously, that's compounded by the fact that OP was the one who had the files in the first place, and since has deleted them. But forget that, it doesn't actually really matter that much. They would have been screwed anyway, and they would have needed OP anyway. It's just weird to me, getting rid of someone who's very good at their job for somebody that isn't going to be as good, or like there's a slim chance they will be as good just because they're younger. Sure, eventually, when OP retires, get a new person in. But until that point, why? Makes no sense. And I'm a young person. I should be standing up for this guy. Still makes no sense to me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now moving on to our final malicious compliance story of this episode. When someone asks you to write your name so they can report you to corporates, do this. I used to work for a car rental company. I won't say which, but the name accurately describes the employee's daily experience working for them. Okay guys, if you can work this out, what the company name is, write it in the comments below. I'm gonna reveal it at the end of the story, but it's quite clever. During my time, the company continuously changed policies regarding debit cards for rentals because of the large amount of fraudulent transactions associated with them. This caused much drama with customers, in particular with return customers, who hadn't been in since the policy change. Around the end of each school year, many people rent minivans or SUVs to pick up their kid and a bunch of their stuff from college. I had one such customer who didn't qualify for the rental vehicle she reserved. Per my training, I was not allowed to rent anything larger to her than a sedan because she didn't have a credit card. When I informed her that I could only give her a Hyundai Elantra, she became enraged. She stated that the previous year she was able to rent a minivan under a debit card, and I informed her that policy had changed since then. She refused to acknowledge that I was doing my job properly. I repeated company policy multiple times and did my best to inform her that I was doing the best I could with the current situation. She refused any attempt I made to placate her. My manager eventually stepped in, and he broke down and did the rental for an SUV against company policy. The entitled woman smirked at me and pushed a stack of post-it notes that was on the counter in front of me. She said, "You should not be in customer service, and I'm going to report you to corporate. I want you to write your name on this paper." Without missing a beat, I took the pad and wrote the words "your" and "name" on the top sheet, ripped it off, and handed it to her. Apparently, she didn't notice until she was in the parking lot with my manager and her husband to inspect the vehicle. When my manager came back into the office, he said, "Her husband, who stood silently behind his raging wife throughout the whole interaction, wants me to write you up because you didn't give them your real name." Then he started laughing and said, "But I'm not gonna do anything because you followed the company policy and you did exactly what that dog asked you to do." She gave us a horrible survey and it tanked our bonus for that quarter, but it was totally worth it to put that rude woman in her place. All right, so first of all, I'm pretty sure that the name of this rental car company is Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z, because I guess it hurts their employees. Well done if you got it. Nice little pun from OP. In terms of the actual story, pretty petty from you, but I kind of love it. She did ask you for your name and you wrote your name. You can't argue with that. You just can't. I'm not entirely sure if your manager should have let her get away with this, but then again, it does sound like a relatively new policy and she obviously didn't know. Her reaction was way too strong though. Like, come on. There's no need to start abusing you and saying you shouldn't be in customer service, I'm gonna report you, etc, etc. But yeah, overall, some pretty good malicious compliance, and I'm glad that your manager did understand where you were coming from at the end and didn't punish you. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/malicious compliance. I really hope you've enjoyed this one. If you did and you want to see more malicious compliance straight away, please do check out this video on screen that I have selected for you. If you're new to the channel and you haven't done so already, consider subscribing and turn notifications on, because I post here daily and you don't want to miss a video, do you? See you all tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.